Maybe two copies, maybe two copies of that, and just run it off, if you want to make sure all of them, make sure. Don't take copies, just make pictures. My view is. Do you ever get a camera? I just have a. It's sort of a discouraging kind of a thing, of course, as I say, the sense of the numbers, I mean, the comments, the comments, and so on, but I always reach the conclusion myself that that can't be right. First, I think it's impossible to get it through, I mean, that's very early.
That's one of the kinds of things you talk about. The other is the
games.
moral leadership business, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Inspire the people.
Inspire, yeah. So, how do you think that gives them a cause?
You know, he's against racial apparently, not to inspire them. So, you're not against it. I think it's very adequate. You're probably right.
But it's better than nothing. We're just horrified by it. We get to the newspapers.
People need to be inspired.
So Everett Tyne has tried to inspire all his people all the time. You know, you can inspire people to a cause.
Yeah.
Roosevelt inspired everybody to rally to the war.
Charge up, charge up.
But when have people ever been inspired to do something great when they've got everything they want? Get anything else they might want. They worry a little because some people are not as well off as they are. They don't worry very much because they know
you're going to look pretty well off.
I think he's overplaying the direction. You don't care enough about the poor folks and so forth. So that's an inevitable criticism. When they recite five parts, you're too close to business, of course. You can't not bend the money when you keep business in the ass.
Well, that's, the too close to business is a standard charge against Republicans.
Conservatives, yeah.
Or conservatives. That,
so you can create an appearance of being tough on business. We've done that, but Christ, nobody's been as tough on antitrust as we have, for instance,
right?
Is that the most credit for it?
Right.
Nobody's been as tough on the automobile business, and truly, demolishing their business practically with this asshole safety business.
Right.
Or on all business, on this environment stuff for that matter.
Christ, right.
The screws on and all that.
Well, anyway. Don't be interested. That's the matter. You can't do this. I don't agree with you, John.
Silver talked to him afterwards and said, "We got some stuff here." He was sort of apologetic. He says, "We understand we've got to go through all this stuff." And he says, "There's some stuff here that I suppose has some political embarrassment." But we're done. But there's clearly no criminal problem here. There's nothing for us to go after. John says, "It's incredible. You walk in the grand jury, and there's 20 people in there, of them three are white. All the rest are black. Several of them were asleep." It's just kind of astonishing experience. But want to get into the question with him of whether they tried to tie in the other stuff at all, which I haven't got. He was just going around. We had covered. And all they were after was the circumstances of the Segretti setup. And he said the second guy, Glanzer, Seymour Glanzer, was the assistant prosecutor, was very rough, where Sean Silver was very polite, very careful, and sort of seemed kind of reluctant. And Glanzer was just the other one, very rhetorical, very tough, very pounding, you know, typical prosecutor type. And then Glanzer hit him on the, he said, "Well, if you, in setting up this Segretti thing," he said, "didn't it occur to you that this kind of activity could be embarrassing, politically embarrassing to the president, and therefore counterproductive?" And he said, "Well, it didn't occur to me at the time, or I wouldn't have done it. It's become clear to me now that it did. And it was a foolish thing to do. As I look at it now, I'm sorry I did." Kind of just figuring out, it just
bounced it that way. But he felt that they, and they said they had in there for a little over an hour, and they had Dwight for a little over an hour. And it's great for 45 minutes, but apparently he may be going back to Scott because he was at the end of the day. I have nothing on Segretti, and I don't think a lot of them would be as some guy who was failure or something. But he won't, I don't think, cause us any problem except in the nature of what he did. The setting up of it, we're now on the record. Both Strom and Chapin said that I had, that they had, well, Strom said I had okayed, and Chapin said he didn't know who, whether I had or not, but Strom had told him to go ahead and set it up.
What we want to do is to get out your statement before that leaks. We don't want that to come from the grand jury. I think they have a response. I had the impression that it already had been speculated that you could prove the goddamn thing.
Yeah,
I wish it had.
It had. On the basis that Chapin would have never, they'd draw it out. Chapin tried to build the case.
Pipe my remarks at the end, and the three were the responses.